Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. However you're listening to us, we thank you, we appreciate you. Today is Sunday, January 25th, 2015, almost 2 p.m. On the East Coast. And right now, we're just going to jump back into the NBA talk. Last time, last week, we talked NBA. So we'll just catch up, seeing that the Super Bowl is next week. We'll talk football all over the next week. But, Chuck, the NBA is at an interesting point, just watching from a fan's perspective right now. I've looked at the standings, where teams are right now, and I want to start with OKC. I want to start with OKC off the bat. OKC, their last, I guess, few games are interesting, including today's game. But they played Washington in D.C. the other day. OKC came back from at least a 14-point deficit, came back to get the W in overtime. Russie hit the game-winning layup on a Bradley Beal bad defensive play. But, OKC right now, Chuck, they sit at ninth. I mean, obviously, we've talked about them, getting back in the playoffs and being a team to deal with. But how dangerous overall do you think they are? And, what were your thoughts of this game, as well as they played Atlanta a couple of days later, but lost to Atlanta. What are you taking on OKC right now?
I like OKC as a team. When OKC is healthy, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. I think we all know that. The trades from these more were desperation. It seems as though the management knows that the timeline for one is short, especially if either Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook decides to leave and, test the free agent free agency market. So I think they're in a weird place right now. They have two of the top 5-10 players in the league, but they're currently out of the playoffs. So I don't know if they can catch Phoenix. I think from what happened to Phoenix last year that they're more inclined to hold on to that A spot. But, I want to see what happens, especially with Waiters, because I think Waiters is the missing piece, especially off their bench, scoring-wise. And if he can actually do what I think he can do for the team, they'll be solid. But I think that's still left to see.
Right. Me, myself, looking at the Western Conference, I'm looking at Phoenix in eighth right now, and I just don't believe. I don't believe it. I don't see it. New Orleans is also in front of OKC right now, I guess by a half a game. Maybe they beat them early in the year. But I don't see them getting in either, and I'm here in New Orleans, depending on how things go over the next 2 to 4 weeks, their coach may be fired. They're expected to be better than what they are right now, but Phoenix is 26-19. That's 7 games above 500. While Oklahoma City is 22-21. But Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant have only played 20 games together. They're 14-6. Pretty good. I think could be better. But like you said, I like Waiters on this team, Chuck. I like the fact that they got him. Obviously, I'm a little biased because he's my boy. But overall, I think that sometimes, or they were missing that piece that can come off the bench for them and, give them – he's not the greatest defensive guy, but he gives defensive intensity and, plays like he cares. And offensively, needs to work on the three, but he can get to the bucket. He has some toughness to him. I really like that this lineup that they go to towards the, end of the first quarter where it's Kevin Durant or maybe one of the two stars are out. Russie, Kevin Durant, Reggie Jackson, and Waiters, and Ibaka at the five. I really like that lineup. They seem to be able to get things done offensively, they have so many guys on the floor that can score at that point. Also, Anthony Morrow is a knockdown three-point shooter as of lately. So I'm liking what they're doing. I think they're very dangerous going into the second half of the season. I could see them possibly getting up to six. I think that they're better than Phoenix. I think they're better than New Orleans, and I think that they're better than the Clippers. So Clippers are, I guess they have 7 more wins, but they've also played 3 more games. Well, they played actually 7-3. They played about 10 more games in OKC. So OKC, I think they're just on the right track is what I'm trying to say, Chuck. They're just on the right track, and they're going to cause havoc in the second half of the season. But to move on, I want to stick with OKC, though. They lost to Atlanta the other day. Atlanta's, I believe, the best team in the league right now. Or it's either them or the Warriors are the best. I'm checking right now. Warriors are 35-6. Wow. Okay, Atlanta's 36-8. So Golden State is the best team right now, but Atlanta's the best team in the East. 15-game winning streak right now. We'll get to them in a second. But sticking with OKC, when they were playing Washington the other day, obviously we live in the area, Chuck, of Washington, D.C., but, the fandom for Kevin Durant was just crazy. So many signs, so many, fake jerseys. Even the last Wizards game I went to, I saw so many, fake Kevin Durant Wizards jersey. I guess what I'm asking here is if the Thunder – in fact, don't win a championship within the next 2 years. Can you see KD going back to home, D.C., playing for the Wizards?
Well, I can see it, but I don't see why. I feel like Kevin Durant's star is as big, it's not as big as it can get. I feel as though there's other markets where Kevin Durant becomes a bigger star than in Washington, D.C. That's the first thing. I also feel as though there's other basketball situations that are far better for him than actually being in Washington. So I don't see why he makes it that reason why either. And it's just, I just don't see. I mean, it sounds nice. It's a good storyline, especially for the people here. But, I don't know how that storyline manifests into anything real. I don't see what the Wizards have to offer that, makes them attractive other than the idea of playing at home and with John Wall. But I think the Wizards should really just get in the mindset of finding someone else to go along with John Wall and Bradley Beal and leave Kevin Durant to just be, just be Kevin Durant.
Right. My thing with that is, I can see him going home, I guess for a number of reasons. I think overall it would be more beneficial to the Wizards rather than Kevin Durant, John Wall to be able to play, with Kevin Durant. And as of lately, Bradley Beal, I see a lot of fans are hard on him. I'm not as hard on him, but they say, he's a bit inconsistent, but teams are throwing their best defender at him. And they're running around. Like last night, the Wizards played the Trailblazers, and Wesley Matthews, who's a good on and off ball defender, he's just smothered on him. And sometimes, if you have Kevin Durant, they can't send their best defender at Bradley Beal. He gets more open shots that way. But I don't know if he goes back home. Like you said, success can come with a lot of teams if you're Kevin Durant. Because you're one of the best 2 to 3 players in the game. Some will put a Steph Curry in there maybe. But, I don't see why he would go home besides, just the fans and the overall homecoming. But, there's a lot of headaches with home. I've heard that recently. There's a lot of headaches with home, a lot of people want favors, things of that nature. But, apparently what I hear, he likes OKC. He considers that, his home right now. If he does come back, obviously it would be a great thing. But I think what people get LeBron and Kevin Durant confused with here is LeBron was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. He came back. So, that's something. Kevin Durant was not drafted by the Wizards, has never played there, has never played with them. So I think him in OKC is just fine right now. But we'll have to see how these next 2 years. Obviously they still don't win a championship. Things are going to start to heat up in OKC. Next, I want to get to these Warriors, Chuck. As I said, they are the best team in the NBA right now. And I'm just wondering, I mean, do you think their momentum can be stopped? It seems like, you know, I saw them play the Rockets the other day. I thought they would blow them out because they blow out the Rockets apparently every time they play them, and they did. What do you take of Golden State right now? I mean, how far do you – I mean, do you think they can win a championship, I guess, is what I'm asking. If their momentum can be stopped, who do you think will be the team to stop it?
All right, on the blog, as I wrote, that the only team that can beat them is OKC. OKC is the only team that can match up with them perfectly and gives them an issue because Russell neutralizes Steph and Durant's length put on Klay Thompson at times. Mm-hmm. And then you take away their two best scores, and then Golden State is a far different team. But as far as that, if they can avoid Oklahoma City, nobody wants to play them. They have arguably they're the most complete team that you get. Big man, even though the big men don't score, they have presence. Bogut, Lee, Spates, three solid big men who can, when needed, do things with the ball. They have the scoring. They have bench scoring. They have depth. They have defenders. Overall, they're just a very good team. I don't think their momentum can be stopped, especially when they play at home or Oracle Arena. It's like a college atmosphere, a very good team. OKC. If they can avoid OKC, I pencil me in for them being in the finals. But if they play against OKC, I'm as hesitant as anybody. I would say that OKC is their kryptonite. And if they can avoid OKC, they'll be good. If they can't avoid OKC, OKC may be the team we're talking about who can't be stopped because I don't see too many teams as currently constructed being able to do too much with OKC. And I don't see too many teams being able to do too much with Golden State, but OKC is that team. So to answer both of your questions, I think they're a finals contender, but like I said, stay away from Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I have to agree there. I mean, obviously I'm not going to put the Spurs out just yet. I think the Spurs can give them – I think to answer the momentum question, their momentum can be stopped within a seven-game series. But it has to be against the right team. So, like you said, OKC is definitely a team that can challenge them. Westbrook and Steph Curry, a seven-game series of that. It's just love. I mean, obviously, I think they neutralize each other out, one another out, obviously. Golden State has so many pieces and so many guys that can shoot the ball. At home, like you said, Oracle Arena, they are insane at home. They are 20-1. The only team that beat them was the defending champion San Antonio Spurs. So I think something should be put into that. I think that, in a seven-game series, like you said, OKC could give them their run for their money. But I'm looking at the rest of these guys. Perhaps Dallas is the only Dallas. And I can't see Memphis beating Golden State. But Memphis and Golden State are 1-2 right now. They blow out Houston every time they touch the court with them. I just think they're better than Golden State. I mean, Portland right now. Yeah, like I said, I think Dallas can give them some challenge. Clippers, not. San Antonio, yes. Obviously, Phoenix is in there right now, but I don't see Phoenix staying in there. But if we can get OKC in at the eighth spot, and Golden State stays number one, Chuck, that's one hell of a series come the first round of the playoffs. But I think OKC will get a little higher than that. And I think some teams like San Antonio will be avoiding OKC, but so they don't have to play them. Overall, I think the best team right now is the Warriors. And, I mean, their momentum can be stopped, but it's probably going to be within once the playoffs come in a seven-game series. All right, Chuck. Okay, we can do this right now. Who do you have as MVP right now? I guess we're almost at the midway point of the season, but who do you have MVP right now?
Steph Curry.
Likewise. I mean, Steph, it's just amazing to see what he's doing. I remember watching him in 08 NCAA, you know, tournament, and he was just lighting up the scoreboard, you know, with all these threes, and it was amazing to watch, but I didn't necessarily think that that would translate in the NBA. Obviously, you know, it seemed that he was, you know, a little guy, not very, crazy with, you know, the assists and the boards. He's just an overall scorer, and the way that, you know, he could shoot off the ball or with the ball in his hand, and, you know, those I watch Steph Curry sometimes dribble the ball, and a pick comes in. Right when you think you can just get over the pick, the ball is out of his hands and going in for three. It's sick to watch. It's sick to play against. It's sick to watch on 2K if a guy knows how to use him right. So Steph Curry, MVP right now. I don't know if that necessarily changes in the second half of the season either, because I think they're going to keep this momentum going. I guess if you would have, I guess the better question right now is then who would you have in second, Chuck, in your MVP race?
Second in the MVP race? I mean, yeah. I guess Harden has to be number two. I want to really say somebody on Atlanta, but they do it by so much as a committee that I don't think you can really pinpoint one person as being that pivotal. Maybe Al Horford. But you know what? No, John Wall. I think John Wall would be my second. I think if he's not first in double-doubles, he's like second. He's like averaging 17 and 10 on the season. The Wizards are in second place in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, I think John Wall would be my second place for the MVP right now.
Yeah, I think I'll have to I will put Harden there. Just because of the numbers, he's playing ridiculous right now. But I think I'll have Wall third. I mean, if we're talking about top three guys, you know, obviously Atlanta's a really good team. But like you said, they do it from so many different angles that you can't just point out one single guy and say this is our MVP. So, yeah, I mean, it's very nice to see Steph Curry doing his thing. So, I mean, I think he's a clear front runner. But if we're talking second, third, I would say Harden and I'll give John Wall the third. Here's what I was going to do, Chuck. I'm looking at all the standings right now, East and West. We're just going to separate contenders from pretenders. So not teams that can necessarily make the playoffs, but teams that can, you know, make a run, if you will, and perhaps be in the conference finals. That's what I'm saying. All right, Atlanta, would you consider them a contender or a pretender?
Contenders.
Okay, just give me some reason why.
Well, I think when you look at them, the number one in scoring defense, the six in scoring offense, they're second in assists. You know, they're just an overall good team. Jeff Teague, I think, is one of those underrated point guards who's a really solid player. He's averaging 17 and 7. Those are solid point guard numbers. Al Horford is a beast. Paul Millsap, I think when you just look around, even Kyle Korver may be the first player ever to average 50-50, 90 in a season. So, I mean, when I really look around, they're truly the concept of team. They're like a young Spurs team. I can point to players and say, look, Al Horford resembled a poor man, Tim Duncan. Korver's a poor man, like T. Parker. I can sort of point to these pieces and sort of tell you why I think they're a good team, not to mention they play in the Eastern Conference, and I don't know how many teams in the Eastern Conference in a seven-game series will have enough to, you know, attack them and beat them four out of seven.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I would say that they are contenders in my book. Just overall, like you said, they play so well together. And, I mean, it's beautiful to see. People are, you know, obviously comparing them to the Spurs. But I saw Doug Collins actually compare them to the 04 Pistons, which was interesting to see. From coming, at least from the – I felt them really on the point guard and shooting guard position with Rip back in the day. things like that. But just watching, I think they're definitely watching the Hawks at least, but I think they're definitely contenders. But if they get the wrong matchup, they can possibly be beat. I don't know exactly who that matchup will be, but yeah. All right, right now I can just go to another team, Detroit. Chuck, contenders, pretenders.
Well, before Brandon Jennings went down the other night, they were contenders. Now they're pretenders. Their biggest issue was spacing. With Josh Smith, they didn't have enough spacing, and there wasn't enough flow to the offense and quality shots being taken. Josh Smith left, there was flow. Jennings was able to create more. And what, on Wednesday night, he had 24 and 21. That's a rare 20-20 game you see from point guards.
Yeah,
so,
against the Orlando Magic. I love it. Loved it.
I really saw that like they were going to be on the upswing. But once he went down with that apparent Achilles injuries, I mean, nothing has been confirmed yet. But just from the looks of it and what we know from Achilles injuries, it doesn't look like he'll be coming back. So, now they have to be pretenders. I think that unless you're going to tell me DJ Augustine is going to move, like, I like DJ Augustine a lot when he's able to be a complimentary guard, not when he needs to be, like, the lead guard, and I feel like that's the position he's going to have to go into with Jennings out, and they'll lose some games that they should win, and down the stretch, they won't even make the playoffs, so yeah, they're pretenders.
Yeah, I got to agree there. They're pretenders. I mean, when they got rid of Josh Smith, though, they went on this insane run. They were obviously, a team that was coming on strong. But, I mean, when you lose Jennings, who just dropped 24 and 21, on my Orlando Magic the other day, fire Jock Vaughn, by the way, hashtag fire Jock Vaughn. But, when you lose a guy like that who's basically anchoring your offense, it just hurts. We just got to lay the pretenders here. So, I mean, as we move on, Chuck, Toronto Raptors, contenders or pretenders?
I think for Toronto, pretenders, I don't know. There's nothing of them that strikes me and says they're going to beat me in a seven-game series. Like, when you look at teams, you sort of think of two things. You try to think, how good of a team they are, or does a team have that one player that could put the team on his back and win a game or two? When I look at Toronto, I don't really see that. I see a lot of good players, Kyle Lowry, Ross. I mean, DeRozan is coming back from an injury. So, Valanciunas. I see a lot of good, solid pieces. I see a nice bench, Vasquez, there's other pieces. But then I say, do they scare me? Will they beat you? They lost to the Nets last year in the playoff series, and I thought that was just because the Nets said we weren't going to lose to this team. And I don't know if that comes about again, will they win or will they lose? So, I think they're pretenders at the moment.
Yeah, I've definitely got to agree with everything you just said. I think they're pretenders. They're third in the East right now. I expect them to drop some, though, when the season goes on. We actually have a caller calling in, Chuck, so I'll let them chime in. Hold on. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about, man?
What's up? This is Jacob.
How you doing?
We could talk about the Wizards real quick.
Okay. What about the Wizards?
We're contenders in my book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, we haven't gotten the Wizards yet. But, yeah, I think the Wizards are definitely contenders from where I stand. I think they're a very good team, Eastern Conference. I think they can beat just about anybody. Atlanta gives them some challenges right now. But, overall, what my issue with them is right now is their last two games, they haven't closed it out well. They lost back-to-back games. They had 14-point leads. To Western Conference teams, though, you won't have to play them until possibly a finals matchup. But I like what the Wizards are doing. People want to put Chicago so ahead of them, and I just look at it like, I mean, sure, but I think Wizards can score. I think Chicago can score. I think Wizards play defense just as much as Chicago. But Gortat is a little problem to me. He just got played outplayed last night by Aldridge with a bad thumb. They're supposed to keep him out 6 to 8 weeks. Gortat is a bit of an issue to me right now with them. But overall, I think the Wizards are a problem. Definitely contender. Chuck, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards are a contender because when John Wall is right now the best point guard in the Eastern Conference. I mean, when you have, I think sometimes, I don't think people realize the sport of basketball. When you have the best player on the court, a lot of the times your team always has a chance to win. I think with that being said, I think my issue is sort of what your issue is. And it's not with Gortat, it's more so with Bradley Beal. I don't know if he's as inconsistent as people are saying, but he doesn't deliver. At this point, he can't be a 15-point-per-game scorer. Like, that just can't be what he's just going to be if they're going to be a championship contender team. You know, like, at this point, I think they're a conference finals team. I don't think Eastern Conference goes through Washington, but I think they'll be a big factor in what happens. But I think if Bradley Beal becomes a 20-point-per-game scorer or he becomes a 45-47% three-point shooter consistently throughout the duration of the season, then that makes them so much more of a threat and so much more of a legitimate NBA championship contender and not just a team that, you know, could challenge for the finals in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. So, Carl, I mean, anything else you got to say about the Wizards or your personal perspective?
I mean, the way I see the Wizards is we have a really deep front court. I don't think there's a team in the Eastern Conference that can go five big deep with us because, you know, Nene's always out. So I think
right.
That's
yeah,
we stand out from a lot of teams.
Yeah, Nene is always out. I mean, he's one of those guys that I think you expect him to be out for a period of time. He'll come back. But I think, with Chuck, what you were saying about Bill, right now, you know, teams – I think, you know, last year they weren't exactly sending their best guys at Bradley Beal. I mean, they were trying to see what he could do. And Ariza, at this point in his career, maybe, you know, a bit more of a threat than Paul Pierce. I mean, Paul Pierce still hits a big shot. But, you know, teams are really just throwing their best guy at Bradley Beal and saying, like, what can you do? And that's definitely giving him challenges. So I definitely understand where you're coming from that point. Caller, we thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. As we move on here, Chuck, we are going to talk about All-Star teams. I'm looking them up right now. Who made it? We definitely know Stephen Curry made it. For the Western Conference, also Blake Griffin made it. Chuck, I mean, what do you like about these conference All-Star teams? I mean, who got voted in? Where do you see possibly a snub or who should get in?
There's no such thing as a snub or all-star voting because it's a popularity contest. The fans pick it. So, I mean, Kobe probably shouldn't be voted in, but, I mean, he's Kobe, so what else do you expect? Kyle Lowry, I'm glad to see that he got in. That was nice. Melo probably shouldn't have got voted in either. I don't know about the Western Conference. It's weird. It's like Blake. I can see why you vote Blake Green, but I can see why you don't. I'm glad Steph got the most votes. I think that's what I'm most happy about, to see that maybe Steph Curry is as big as a superstar as I think he is. And, I mean, other than that, it's whatever. It's an all-star game. The Gasol brothers, that's a nice little subplot.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad Boogie Cousins didn't get voted in because I feel like Boogie should get more love. But, I mean, I'm also happy for Anthony Davis. So, you know, there's a lot of in air, but, you know, overall I'm happy with the Heaps.
Yep. Like you said, the Gasol brothers, I really like that. You know, both brothers are playing against each other, starting an all-star game, East and West. So I like that. Marc Gasol has had a tremendous year. Also, Powell's been playing very well for the Bulls. Not playing very well right now as I'm looking up at the screen at the score as they play Miami. But Kyle Lowry, I'm glad he got in. I felt that was more so last year, off of last year not getting in, though. What else? John Wall, obviously. I mean, he needs to be in. He's been the best point guard this year in the Eastern Conference. So, you can say what you want about Kobe, but, I mean, we knew he was going to get, you know, voted in. As far as the voting process goes, you probably have to change that. But with the voting process, he was definitely getting in. Carmelo Anthony may be the biggest, you know, question mark for people, but I just see it as it's in New York, it's his city, he's got to be there. You know, I thought he was going to get voted in. That's just how it goes. Yeah, I mean, like you said, though, it is all-star teams. I definitely want to see Boogie get in, so hopefully – I don't know, how does that work with the reserves? Do they, the coaches bring them in, or I don't know. But Boogie Cousins need to be on the all-star team. He is that good of a player. And I would just love to see him go at it with someone, you know, in that all-star game. But John Wall, I'm very happy that he's starting. I remember last year he didn't really play that much in the all-star game. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice to see, you know, people get the recognition they deserve. Contenders. Okay, so we have gone through all of it, Chuck. We had a guy call in about the Wizards. Until next time, I guess we will talk NFL next time as the Super Bowl is coming up, Patriots versus the Seahawks. So for now, that is Sports Opinions with Chuck and P. We are out, and we hope to talk to you soon.